Es kann so also sich nicht so bach ich es geschlagen, wenn wir heute mit Sachen schlagen, darf man mal auf. The Mishnah said, Eim mevashlim mechulu. Bryce says, the Pasuk says the Karban Pesach can't be cooked in water. So one would think it may only not be cooked in water, but it can be cooked in other liquids. The Kalba Karban teaches that that's not true. Because if it can't be cooked in water, which doesn't even add flavor to the meat, surely it can't be cooked in other liquids, which would add flavor to the meat. Rabbi says, we know the Karban Pesach can't be cooked in liquid, because the Pasuk says, uvashal mevushal, a double use of the word cooking to teach us also to be cooked in any liquid. The difference between these shitas is, whether one may cook a Karban Pesach in its own juices. According to the Tanakhama, it doesn't affect its taste, and therefore it may be done. According to the Rabbi, no cooking whatsoever is allowed. What does the Tanakhama learn from the double use of the word cooking in the Pasuk? The Gemara says it's necessary to teach that according to Ula, according to Rabbi Meir, one would be chaya for cooking the Karban Pesach even if it was first roasted. Bryce says one would think you'd be chaya for burning, meaning like over roasting, so to say, the Karban Pesach. The Pasuk therefore says you're not allowed to eat from it no umevashim mevushal b'moy, meaning partially roasted or cooked in water. However, eating it from it when it's overdone would not make him chaya. Bryce says one would think that one would be chaya for eating a kezias of the Karban Pesach raw. The Pasuk therefore says you're not allowed to eat from it no, which is partially roasted. However, eating from it raw would not make him chaya. One would think that it's therefore mutter to eat from it. The Torah therefore says it should be only meaning only roasted. So meaning by raw, it's still not mutter. Chizda says someone who cooks with the hot springs of Tveri on Shabbos is putter. Someone who cooks with Karban Pesach with hot springs is chayev. Why is it not considered to be cooking for Shabbos, but it is considered to be cooking for Karban Pesach? Rav Chizda said he's chayev. He didn't mean he's chayev for cooking. He meant that he's chayev for eating it in a way that it's other than roasted over a fire. Rava says if someone ate from the Karban Pesach either partially roasted or cooked, he gets two sets of malchus, one for the general lav of only roasted over fire, the kiyum sliyesh, and one for the specific lav against eating it partially roasted or cooked. If one eats a piece that is only partially roasted and a piece that is cooked, he's chayav three sets of malchus. Abaye says that one doesn't get malchus for the lav of kiyum sliyesh because that's a general lav, lav shebeklolis. Some say that Abaye says he never gets malchus for the lav shebeklolis, the general lav, even when that's the only lav that he's over. Others say that Abaye says he gets malchus for that lav when it's the only lav that he's being over. A similar halacha is stated with regard to another eating the grape peel or the grape seed. Abaye says if someone eats a kezias of a partially roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he's potter. If he did so after nightfall, then he's chayiv. If someone ate a kezias of roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he can still join a group for Karban Pesach that night. If he ate a kezias on Pesach night, he may no longer join his group because a person must eat his Karban Pesach in one place only. Abaye says one would think that if he eats a kezias of a partially roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he should be chayiv because if he's chayiv for eating it at a time when there is a mitzvah to eat the carbon when it's properly roasted, surely you should be chayiv for eating it at a time when there's no mitzvah to eat it even when it's properly roasted. Or maybe we should say that one should only be chayav for eating a partially raw piece when there's no mitzvah to eat a proper Karban Pesach, which is by day, but not at night. Just like it becomes mutter to eat a proper Karban Pesach at night, maybe a person who eats a partially roasted one at night is no longer chayav. To avoid this confusion, the Pasuk says, this teaches that you're only chayav for eating partially roasted when there's a mitzvah to eat a properly prepared Karban Pesach. Rebbe says, why does the Pasuk use a double lashon of cooking, vashem mevushal, uvashem mevushal, yeah? We would think that the isser of cooking the carbon only applies at night. The double wording teaches that the isser applies even Erev Pesach as well. In fact, we just learned before that Rebbe uses double wording to teach something else. Mara says, the Torah could have used the same word twice. It could have said uvashel, vashel, or mevushal, mevushal. Why instead it uses two variations of the word? This teaches, therefore we can learn two things from over here. Bryce says if someone eats a piece of a properly roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he's chayiv. If he eats a piece of a partially roasted Karban Pesach after nightfall, he's chayiv. The Bryce seems to compare both cases, saying that both are chayiv with a lav. What's the lav in the first case? Where it says, the Pasuk says, Yachlus habasar b'laylahu, which is mashma, that it may not be eaten before night. This is a lav that's learned from an asay, which has the status of an asay, not a lav. Rav Chisda said, this follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an iser, which is an aparsha, that begins with the words Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Lamar, with the words Lamar, is considered to be a lav. The parsha of Karban Pesach begins with also Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Lamar, and therefore everything in that parsha is a lav. Why is it a lav? So Bar Kapara explains, Lamar is to be understood as it says Loi Emor. No was said regarding this. It's an iser. The Yeshiva of Raz said, you understand it as saying, Lamar is lav emor. A lav was said with regard to this iser.